It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
Usher's ex-wife Tamika is angered over her recent loss in court and believes the ruling could be the result of a biased judge, so she's gearing up to file an appeal. On Friday, Tamika lost her custody battle as a judge ruled in Usher's favor and granted him primary custody of their two children. His custody will start September 1st. Meanwhile, she will have some parental rights, and the judge set forth a visitation schedule and stipulates that they both must meet monthly with a co-parenting coordinator. Rapper Lil Wayne and his Young Money Entertainment is being accused of cheating two different producers out of royalties in two separate lawsuits. Andrew Correa filed suit claiming that the label has yet to pay him for royalties for producing tracks on albums The Carter 3, I'm Not a Human Being, and others, while Marco's infamous Rodriguez also has issues with royalties, claiming he has yet to be paid for works on the albums Carter 4, Rebirth, We Are Young Money, and others. Both men seek a full accounting and damages. The legendary Quincy Jones has been dragged into the center of an alleged murder plot involving two entertainment moguls. Quincy has been called to testify in a battle between Girls Gone Wild creator Joe Francis and Vegas mogul Steve Wynn. Francis claimed Wynn threatened to kill him and have him buried in the desert over a debt he owed to his casino. Francis claims Quincy actually saw an email from Wynn detailing the murder plot. The trial is scheduled to begin this week. OJ Simpson can't seem to stay out of trouble, this time tax trouble. A tax lien filed by the IRS shows OJ failed to pay nearly $180,000 in federal taxes from 2007 through 2010. Rapper Tone Loc is far behind on his child support payments, according to his child's mother. Elise Sharkey filed papers claiming he owes over $40,000. Sharkey said the support order came down last October, ordering him to pay over $3,300 a month for their son. She claims he should have no problem getting the money because he gets $5,000 per show and performs several shows monthly.